Marriage Lines. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of a young married couple, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
I don't want you to think I'm copping when I say that there are aspects of fatherhood which are unexpected. I mean, I wouldn't want to put anyone off. I mean, well, if you're on your way, I'm too late, of course, but even so, I wouldn't want to worry you. I'll just prepare you. Because there's no doubt about it that when your union is, as they say, blessed, Dad has to take a bit of a back seat. Well, it's perfectly natural, really. I mean, first of all, the spotlight's on the mum when she goes into hospital, and it's on the baby when it's clever enough to arrive. Well, I mean, Dad doesn't deserve a spotlight, does he? In the circumstances, he'd feel a bit silly standing there, bathed in light, acknowledging the applause. But this does tend to be the basic situation a bit, you know. Mother and child sharing top billing and Dad down among the supporting cast. One's got to be jolly understanding not to be a little, well, not to put too fine a point on it, the back seat can sometimes be a bit drafty. Darling, where's my shirt? Kate?
Shh, you wake Helen.
Well, she didn't wake when I was washing, even when I dripped some water on her. But, darling, please,
you haven't soaked her.
What? Well, of course not. Just a couple of drops. What do you think? I squeezed a sponge over her. No, don't go in the bathroom. I've just come out. Look, listen, darling, I'm a bit late. Can you tell me where I can find a clean shirt?
Not only a wet head, shaving cream in her ear.
Really?
Well, she's not going to sleep in the bathroom anymore.
No, all right, well, she can go back in the main room, can't she?
No, she can't. It's a massive draft. That's why we put her in the bathroom.
Well, where then? I mean, not the kitchen.
No, she'll come back in here.
In the bedroom.
George, you don't have to get up in the night. I do.
Yes, but don't, if she wakes me, it's the same thing, isn't it? I'll have Sheldrake telling me my work's fallen off again.
Tell him why. He'll understand.
Darling, he's a bachelor. He doesn't know anything about babies.
Of course he does. He was one himself once. Now the toast's burning.
Yeah, well, what about my shirt?
What? Oh, sorry, I haven't ironed it yet.
Well, darling, look, could you please hurry?
There, she's hungry. Can't you make do with yesterday's shirt?
I was making do with yesterday's shirt yesterday.
Were you sorry, darling?
All right, I'll put it on again. But if I find people standing 6 feet away to talk to me, I shall tell them why. I presume I've got some clean socks.
Yes.
Well, thank heaven for something. Oh, yeah, here is a pair.
But I haven't darned them yet. Now, I have to give her feed.
Yeah, what about my feed?
It's all ready. When you've got to scrape the toast.
Thank you. Oh, blimey, I don't know what you're crying about, madam. You don't have to wear grubby nighties and natties with holes in them. There's no trouble about your breakfast either, is there? Brought right to your bed. You don't even have to scrape it. It's all right for some.
Good morning, George. Oh, Pauline.
Mr. Starling, not in then, Mr. Stafford?
No, he's late again.
Oh.
Been up all night with the baby, I expect.
Yes. Poor Mr. Starling.
Did you want to see him then?
No.
Oh. What did you want then, Pauline?
What? Oh, I didn't leave my ballpoint in here last night, did I?
I haven't seen it.
No.
You want to look?
No. I must have left it.
I'm left again. Hello, Pauline. Sheldrake hasn't rung, has he?
No.
Oh, thank heaven somebody's gone right today anyway.
I think I will look.
What?
For my ballpoint.
Oh, yeah. You're very smart today.
Oh, thank you.
No, I was talking to Mr. Stafford.
Sorry.
Yes, well, it's the firm's dinner dance tonight, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the pity you couldn't come.
Yeah, well, Kate's always flaked out by 9 o'clock these days.
Yeah. Well, the do will go on a good deal later than that.
Will it?
Oh, 1 o'clock last year. Joan and I weren't so much dancing by then as holding each other up.
Really? I'm marvellous.
No luck, Pauline?
Luck?
With your ballpoint.
Oh, no. Well, I'll be off then. Thanks.
She's got it bad.
What?
What about you? Cupid hit her so hard, his dart came out the other side.
Nonsense.
Nonsense? Well, she's always making excuses to come in here. In the canteen, she sits with her spoon stuck in her apple Betty. Never takes her eyes off you.
Don't be a clutch. She knows I'm married.
What's the attraction? Unattainable. Maturity. Fatherhood.
Honestly, Arthur. Hey, she's rather attractive, isn't she?
Ha, ha, ha.
Well, it's just that, I hadn't really noticed her before.
That's what's probably driven her mad with desire.
Rubbish. Look, you're kidding me about that, aren't you, really?
I promise you, George. And I wouldn't mind her staring at me over her apple, Betty. She's the only decent look we've had since Jeannie and Mari left.
True, yes. I must say, she seems quite intelligent, doesn't she?
Well, it's a lovely brain, yes. Oh, morning, Dennis.
Doesn't it make you spit?
What?
My wife's gone down with some stomach bug. Oh, it's not her fault, poor soul. But the doctor sent her to bed, and it means we'll have to miss the do tonight. I mean, I can't leave her on her own when she's racked with agony, can I?
No, what bad luck, old man.
You couldn't use the tickets, I suppose, George. I can't think of anyone else who's not going.
Oh, I'd love to, Dennis, but, you know, I mean, I asked Kate when they came round flogging them. She didn't feel up to it.
Yes, no, I know. Oh, well, just thought I'd ask. Well, if you hear of anyone, I'll let them go at half price. Why couldn't she have got the bug tomorrow? At least we could have blamed it on a good dinner.
Poor old Dennis.
Yeah. I suppose Kate wouldn't go. I think it'd do her good to get out.
There's no harm in asking. You could say it'd help Dennis out, you know. Plug the noble angle.
Arthur, you're dead right. Yep. I must say I'd love to go.
Well, it's good for business relationships too, isn't it? I'm rubbing shoulders socially with the big wigs.
That's a good line, Arthur. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm not so stupid as I look. That's why we never need a babysitter.
Babysitter? Blimey, I've forgotten about the babysitter. Oh, hello, darling. What? I said babysitter. Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. You see, poor old Dennis has just been in. His wife's not... What? All right, darling. Yeah. She thought she could hear Helen.
Good Lord, that baby of yours doesn't half rule the roost.
You're telling me, mate. It's rather short notice for a sitter, isn't it?
I'm sure Pauline would oblige.
Oh, thanks very much. Hello, darling? Yeah, ah, yes, good. Well, look, Dennis can't go to the do tonight because his wife's not well. He says we can have his tickets for half price. You... Yeah, I know you did, darling, but I thought you might change your mind. You know, it'd do you good to have a night out. Well, my mother might sit for us. Well, look, it'd help Dennis, you see. I mean, it wouldn't be a complete loss for... No, I know. Yes, darling. No, I don't, honestly. What was the other line, Arthur?
Good for business.
Tough. But it's good for business, darling. You know, rubbing noses with the big wigs.
Shoulders.
What?
Oh, shoulders.
Oh, what? Rubbing shoulders with the big... Eh? Arthur, he is not prompting me. But, darling, listen, of course I wouldn't go without you. I wouldn't enjoy it, that's why. Well, yes, of course I understand. It's just a thought, you see. It'd help Dennis and I could rub... Okay.
Oh, you gave up too easily, old man.
Helen was crying.
Oh.
Well, that's it. Gotta face it. When you're a father, you live like a monk.
Except that so few monks are fathers.
What? Oh.
I shall miss old Dennis tonight. Are you sure Kate wouldn't let you go on your own?
Well, she would, but I don't like to leave her.
Why not? She could have an early night, catch up on some sleep.
Yeah, but, I mean, it wouldn't be much fun, would it? I mean, everybody else paired off.
Well, take a partner.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Who?
Oh, I just thought I'd tell you. I found my ballpoint.
That's right, darling. Have a nice sleep. That's a good girl.
What?
Sorry, who's that?
Your mother-in-law.
Oh, hello.
Did I wake her, dear? I'm sorry.
No, all's well.
Well, I won't keep you. It's just that Dad's very keen on seeing a film in the West End. Or, you know, some very heavy war thing. I'd much rather have seen something like Mary Poppins, but we wondered if we could look in and see you on our way home.
Yes, of course.
Well, only for a moment. Just a quick look at Helen and off.
Yes, that's fine. It might cheer George up. He's a bit gritty this morning.
Was he? Yes, the dads do find the first 6 months a bit trying.
So do the mums.
Yes, but there's more fulfillment in it for you, isn't there? The father feels he's got to take a back seat.
Oh, I'm sure George doesn't feel...
Well, I like to think my only son's a man in a million, but why do you think he's gritty?
I don't know. I haven't ironed his shirt or something.
Oh, Kay, darling, you must be careful.
Well, it's the first time, Mum.
Yes, and it's the first time he's been in the back seat.
What are you suggesting? You run off with another woman?
Well, believe me, I'd never suggest it of my son if it hadn't happened to his father.
George's father ran off with another...
No, of course. No, he didn't run off. But he did confess to me years afterwards that he rather fancied a girl in the chemist who sold him George's nappy pins.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open for lipstick on his hanky.
All right, Kate. And try and keep him happy.
Yes, I will, Mum.
See you this evening, then. About 9.
Lovely.
Bye, dear.
Bye. Back seat, indeed.
Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah, fine, Dennis. Thanks very much, old man. Bye-bye. Ah, he's bringing the tickets. Splendid.
Oh, Mr. Starling, I can't thank you enough.
Oh, that's all right, Polly. I'm afraid I'm not much of a dancer.
Well, that's good. Neither am I. Well, where will I meet you, then? I have to go home and change.
Oh, yes, me too. Yeah, well, now, look, let me see. The do's at the Regent Rooms in Charing Cross Road. Well, let's see, in the bar there about, 7 o'clock?
7, right. Oh, I still can't believe it, Mr. Starling.
Oh, not Mr. Starling. I think she ought to call you George now, don't you?
What? Well, yes.
Well, see you at 7. Oh, no, I'll probably see you at lunch, won't I?
Didn't I tell you?
Now, look, Arthur, don't you try and make something out of it. I asked Kate, she turned it down. She said I could go on my own.
Oh, I know, Matt.
Well, it's helping out Dennis, and it's good for business, and it... Well, I might have spent all day trying to find someone else who wasn't going. You heard what Dennis said.
Don't tell me, George. Tell Kate.
What? Oh, yes. I'd better give her a buzz, hadn't I? I don't think I'll say I'm taking one of the girls.
No.
No. Well, you know how funny women are.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
What?
Hope I don't wake Helen.
Is she always asleep, your child?
Only during the day.
Hello?
Hello, darling. Me again. Look, if it's all right with you, I'm going to buy one of those tickets off Dennis.
For the dinner?
Yeah.
But you said you didn't want to go without me.
Well, I don't, darling. I mean, I'd much rather you came, but I was thinking, you know...
You said you wouldn't go without me.
What? But, yes, I know, but it's the social aspect.
Your parents are looking in.
When?
This evening, about 9.
Oh, smashing. Well, there'll be company for you.
They won't. They won't. They're not stopping.
Well, ask someone in, darling. You said you didn't mind me going.
All right, I'll come too.
What?
Buy the other ticket off, Dennis.
But, what about the sitter?
Well, I'll leave that to you, darling.
Me?
Well, if you want to go so much, you organise the sitter.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have to organise a sitter if you didn't...
If I didn't come?
No.
You don't want me to come?
I'll organise a sitter.
Good, because your parents can't do it and my mother's away.
Yeah, well, okay, well, I'll find someone.
What time does it start?
Well, I'll meet you in the bar at 7.
Won't you come home to change?
Oh, yes, sorry. Well, see you about 6.
All right.
Well, I'll ring you if I can't get a sitter.
George, you have to get a sitter, otherwise we shan't be able to go.
No. All right. Goodbye, darling.
Poor little Polly.
Oh, I know. What on earth am I going to tell her?
Well, tell her the truth. You're not married to her.
Arthur, I'm not in the mood for that sort of remark.
Sorry.
Where does he work?
Polly?
Yeah.
Duplicating.
Where's that staff directory? I better phone her office.
There you are.
Thanks. Where are we? Hey, there. You couldn't babysit tonight, could you?
I'd go to the dinner. Do you mind?
Oh, yes. Sorry. I don't know what I'm going to get one from. I really don't.
Oh, if you can't, that restores the status quo, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. It restores the status quo before last. Oh, hello. May I speak to Mr... What's her name?
Don't know.
To Pauline, please. This is George. Mr. Starling. Oh, has she? Well, when she comes back from the hairdresser's, could you ask her to come to my office? She knows it, yes. Thank you.
Poor Pauline.
Oh, don't keep on saying poor Pauline. Don't I get your sympathy?
Here are the tickets, George. Thanks very much, old man. It's helped my pain, even if it hasn't done anything for the wife. They're 2 guineas each, so at half price, that means your bird gets in free. Who is she?
I happen to be taking Kate.
Your wife?
Weren't you taking your wife?
Yes, but I thought you said on the phone.
Did you want me, Mr. Starling? I went back for my bag. I'm so flustered. Fancy forgetting your bag when you're going to the hairdresser's. Oh, yes, and weren't they silly telling you I was sneaking off? I mean, you might have been anybody for all they knew. Oh, are these the tickets? 2 guineas. Oh, you might let me pay towards it.
Just a minute, Pauline. 2 guineas, thanks, Dennis.
Oh, thank you. Hope you enjoy yourself.
Oh, we shall. Well, I shall. Did I say the wrong thing in front of Mr.
No. You didn't say the wrong thing, Pauline. I did. Well, my wife did. No, I did.
I don't quite follow you, Mr. Starling.
Well, my wife wants to come to the dinner. I'm very sorry. If I had any idea...
Oh, I see. Well... Good heavens, Mr. Starling.
Well, you know, I mean, she turned it down twice.
Yes, but, well, I appreciate you asking me. I really do.
I'm awfully sorry.
No. Well, it would have been nice, but, well, it saved me a hairdo, hasn't it? That's the way I'm going to look at it. I mean, money doesn't grow on trees, and who knows? Miss Halen might have found me missing, and then there'd have been trouble. My word.
Well, I'm glad to have saved you trouble, Pauline.
And money.
Yeah, and money, yes.
Thanks again, Mr. Starling.
Poor Pauline.
And now you're at it.
Well, I'm sorry, but I feel absolutely awful.
Why didn't you ask her to babysit?
Arthur, please.
No, I mean it.
What?
Well, you could pay her. She's obviously not very flushed.
What do you mean, do Cinderella in reverse? Sorry, Pauline, you can't go to the ball, but I'll wave you a magic wand and you can sit by the hearth all night. Who supplies these babysitters, isn't it? Well, home help or something, isn't it? Give us that E2K directly, will you?
If she's got a thing about you, she'd probably love to sit in your flat all night, surrounded by reminders of you. This is his chair. His loo.
Arthur, please.
But I'd have asked.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Well, I mean, it amazes me, George. You've been married 2 years, you're a father, and you still know nothing about women. Well, not enough.
Hello? Home help? Do you do babysitters? Well, tonight. Oh, blood. Well, look, can you tell me someone who could help me?
Sorry, I left my ballpoint again.
Hope she's not late.
Who?
Babysitter.
Oh, don't worry.
It was very kind of her to offer.
Well, yeah, she heard me on the phone. She was ringing around the agencies.
And you hardly know her?
No. Well, she's in duplicating. You know. Well, I told you, I've seen her in the canteen.
Very kind. Can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to it, George.
Are you, darling?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it ought to be a good do.
No, it's not just that.
What?
Well, it's not just the do. It wouldn't matter where we were going, pictures, restaurant, even just a walk, as long as we were, the two of us.
Well, thank you, darling.
I'm sorry, George.
Good heavens, what for?
Well, I've been selfish.
Darling,
I have. Very selfish. I've been so busy coping with Helen, you've had to take a back seat.
Nonsense.
Well, you won't have to anymore.
Well, I'm going to sit up with the driver, am I?
That's right.
Thank you, darling. And I'm jolly glad it's the two of us, too. Oh, there she is.
I'm nearly ready.
Good. Right, well, I'll go and let her in. Hello, Pauline.
What a lot of stairs.
I know, it's terrible, aren't they? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's worth it. I mean, well, I'm sure it is. I'm sure you've got a lovely home.
Oh, well, we like it. Come in, come in.
Oh, thanks.
By the way, Pauline, I'd like to tell you again how much I appreciate
what
you...
Oh, no, really, Mr. Starling. I didn't have anything else to do. Oh, yes, it's lovely.
Hello.
Ah, this is my wife, Pauline.
Oh, is your name Pauline, too?
What?
No, I was introducing her.
Oh, sorry. Well, now, you two get off. I'll be all right.
Jolly good. Plenty. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll show you how the television works and everything.
Oh, no, that's all right.
What?
I don't want to see anything. I'll be quite happy just sitting here.
Will you?
Yes, honestly.
Oh, fine. Well, anyway, look, if you get bored, there are plenty of books.
Oh, I don't suppose I'll read.
Sure.
Well, fine. Well, look, you've got us some food, haven't you, darling?
Yes. Darling, just a minute.
What?
Would you come in the bedroom a minute?
In the bedroom? Oh. Shall be a minute, Pauline.
All right.
George, she's simple.
What?
Quite happy just sitting there. Oh, she'd probably sit there quite happily through Helen bawling her head off.
Oh, nonsense, come along.
She's much too young.
Good heavens.
But, darling, I wouldn't have a minute's peace all evening.
Of course you would.
No, George.
I can't go in and tell her.
Darling, you should have chosen someone more responsible.
But she has generously given up her evening.
Well, now you can generously give it back to her.
She's already had it given back to her once.
What? When?
What?
What do you mean she's already had...
Oh, don't tell her.
It's a lovely flat.
Yes, Pauline.
And worth all those stairs for a view like this.
Yes, Pauline.
Mum and me live in the basement.
Oh, dear. Pauline.
Yes?
My wife isn't feeling too grand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, so she's decided not to risk it.
Oh, dear.
So we won't need you to sit.
We?
What?
Well, you won't be going either?
No.
Oh, no, of course not. You'd be worried all evening, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I insist, however, on paying.
Oh, no.
No, I insist. Good heavens, I've let you down twice in one day. It's the least I can do.
I'd much rather you didn't.
Oh, hang on, my money's in my other trousers. Don't go, will you? Because I can still give it to you tomorrow.
I won't go.
No. Right.
Sorry, darling.
It's all right. I said you weren't feeling too grand.
Did you?
What?
Well, I look disgustingly healthy just now.
Well, try and look a bit picky when you say goodbye.
Actually, George, I am feeling a bit tired tonight.
Good. I mean, well, you wouldn't have enjoyed it anyway, would you?
Never mind. I expect you will, won't you?
What?
You're going, aren't you?
Am I?
You've bought two tickets, George. Of course you must go.
Well, but I didn't think you'd let me. I mean, on the phone this morning, you said you didn't...
Yes, but I was still being selfish then, wasn't I?
Oh, yes, of course you were. No, no, no. Well, I mean, you're not being now, anyway. Well, thank you, darling.
You won't mind being on your own, will you?
Not a bit. Well, I mean, I shall miss you, of course. Of course, I'll miss you, but, you know, I know a lot of people there, don't I? You know, everybody there. I tell you, I'll just give Pauline her money. I said I'd pay
oh,
her.
Yes, of course.
Shall be a minute.
Oh, George.
What?
I shouldn't tell her you're going without me.
Why?
Well, she might think you ought to take her.
Oh, well, why should she think that?
Well, she knows you've got a spare ticket, and she works for the firm, too. Well, you don't want to be saddled with a girl you don't know from duplicating all evening, do you?
No.
No, well, that's what I say. Best not tell her.
Yes. Well, I'll just give her money.
Yes.
Yes. Shall be a minute.
I'll come with you if you like.
What?
Back up your story.
No, 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 darling, honestly, don't.
Don't be silly. No,
please,
come on,
you don't have to.
Well, I'm ever so sorry about your tummy, Mrs. Starling.
Oh. Thank you.
There's a bug about.
Oh. Yes. Well, it's not too bad now, but I don't think a heavy dinner would be a good idea.
No.
I'm so sorry. Has my husband paid you?
No.
I don't want him to.
Oh, nonsense. It was very kind of you to come, wasn't it, darling?
Yes. Here you are, Pauline.
Well, thank you very much. Perhaps another time.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you go and lie down, darling.
What?
For your pain.
Oh, yes.
I'll see the young lady out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you tomorrow then, Mr. Starling.
Well, actually, Pauline.
Yes?
Well, I was wondering.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I was wondering if you...
Has she gone?
No.
Just going, Mrs. Starling.
Well...
What?
Nothing.
Goodbye, Mr. Starling.
Goodbye. Well, I'll be off, darling.
What?
I don't want to be late.
You won't be. You're in plenty of time. I thought we might have a quiet drink before you went. Would you pour me one, darling?
A drink?
Yes.
Well, do you think you ought?
Ought?
Well, think of the old liver.
What are you talking about?
Well, you've been knocking the back a bit lately.
If you ever get around to pouring it, this will be my first drop of the hard stuff this week. Well, even you couldn't describe that as a case of advanced alcoholism.
No, you know how one can lead to it. What are you going to have?
Well, if I haven't been drinking in my sleep, I think there's some whiskey left.
Whiskey.
Thank you, darling. Don't break the bottle. Or the glass. Aren't you going to have one?
No, no, I'm thinking of my liver.
Oh, don't be silly.
All right. Here you are.
Neat.
What?
What about my liver?
Well, it's a shame to drown good whiskey.
I didn't want you to drown it, George, but you could let it have a little paddle. Mind the siphon. Oh, sorry, it's run out.
Water will do. Doesn't matter. Come here.
How long's that
wish I'd been there.
Well, it doesn't matter. Whiskey will kill the bugs. Cheers, all the best.
You haven't put water in yours.
Well, I told you, it's a shame to drown it. Cheers.
All in one, honestly, George.
Goodbye, darling.
What?
I'm off.
Well, you're not late.
No, you never know. Public transport, there may be a strike.
Since you came...
But don't worry, darling. You get to bed early, darling. Get a good rest. I won't wake her. Cheers. All the best.
George! Well, here's to me. Hello?
Kate, it's me again. Listen, I'm in a phone box halfway between us and you, and Dad's fuming outside in the car.
Fuming?
Well, he's pretending to. Because I've decided to babysit and let you and George go out.
Well, here we are. What would you like to drink, Pauline?
I don't know, Mr. Starling. I don't usually.
Well, yeah, but tonight's not a usual night, is it?
No.
So what are you going to have?
A gin and orange.
Splendid. What a good choice. Scotch and gin and orange, please, waiter.
Right, sir.
I'm so sorry, but when I heard someone running up the road behind me and all that heavy breathing... I didn't bother to turn around. I just ran for it.
You had a good turn of speed, didn't you?
I was 100 yards champion at school.
You weren't. Well, I must say, I usually held one end of the winning table.
6 seconds, please,
sir. Oh, thanks. There we are. Well, I think it's going to be a good evening, Pauline.
Oh, I think it's going to be wonderful, George.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
I say, George.
Oh, hello, Arthur. What are you going to have?
Nothing at the moment.
Come on.
Kate's downstairs.
Good. What?
Your mother's babysitting, but they won't allow Kate in without a ticket.
Pauline, I don't know how to put this.
Yes.
Well, you can still stay, can't you?
No.
Why? I mean, you're in now.
There won't be a place on the table.
Oh, no.
Never mind. I wouldn't enjoy it much on my own.
Oh, Pauline, I'm so sorry.
No. You have a good time. Goodbye, Mr. Starling.
Goodbye, Paul. Oh, blimey.
This is my husband. George, will you please give the ticket to the commissionaire?
Oh, hello, darling. Oh, yes. Where is it? Here you are.
Thank you, sir.
Did Arthur tell you that your mother arrived?
Yes.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, darling.
Well, can I have a drink?
What? Oh, yes. Here.
Well, that's somebody else's.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Whiskey, please.
Whiskey, sir.
Thank you.
Suddenly I didn't feel tired anymore. Suddenly I was absolutely dying for an evening out.
Were you, darling? Really? Oh, that's splendid. We'll have a good time tonight, eh? Forget about Helen, forget about...
Well, forget about her, darling.
Oh? No, no, I mean, not forget about her, but we'll be enjoying ourselves.
As a matter of fact, Daniela didn't come. She gave this funny-sounding cough.
Oh, dear. Ah, here's your whiskey.
Your mother said it didn't matter.
Oh, good. How much is that?
3 shillings, sir.
But I didn't like the sound of it.
Sound of what, darling?
Helen's cough.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that, huh?
I do worry, George, and it's a good thing, too, because I know you don't.
Well, of course I do, darling. There's nothing to worry about. Cheers.
If you'd heard that cough, you'd be worried.
Well, Mum's there. Cheers, darling.
Give her a ring, will you, George?
What? When?
Well, now. Find out if Helen's coughed again. No, you get the number. I'll speak to her. Look, there's a phone over there. If she's coughed again, we'll have to go home. But if she hasn't, we can ring again later. But and then, when we get back to the bar, we'll ask the man for half a crown's worth of threepenny bits.
In that episode of Married Blinds were Richard Bryars and Pamela Scales as George and Kate Starling. Arthur was played by Frederick Treves, Dennis by Robert McBain, Pauline by Audrey Nicholson, and George's mum by Diana King. Married Blinds was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.